Hello,
Hello,
hello, hello, everyone. Happy Talk About It Thursday. It's April here from Offer HR and Business Solutions. Let's get my little ears on here, right? Here we go. Happy Talk About It Thursday. Hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, wearing your mask, all that kind of good stuff. I am April Halliburton here from Offer HR and Business Solutions, founder and president. I am fantastic, and I'm happy to be here. Remember, I encourage you to call in with questions. Our call-in number is 563-999-3057. That is the call-in number for questions or comments. Our topic today is reopening, small business reopened. Where does your business stand? In case you're new to the show, I am April Halliburton of Offer HR and Business Solutions. We are a virtual human resource management and business partner and consultant. Yep, that too. And we've been in business over 10 years. Our mantra is business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Been in business for over 10 years, and we manage and consult with businesses 2 to 49 employees. If you haven't had the opportunity to, please be sure to follow us on Facebook at Offer HR and Business Solutions. We are on LinkedIn, Offer HR and Business Solutions, and we're on Instagram at Offer HR, Offer HR. Where else are we? Google Plus, Offer HR and Business Solutions, and on Tumblr, Offer HR. We have a small business. Our Facebook group is Small Business Success HR Hub. If you're a small business owner, you're looking for HR resources and great information, join our Facebook group. Be sure to follow us on Facebook. You can visit us at 9 o'clock in the morning, Tuesdays through Thursday at 9 a.m. for coffee with Offer HR. We can have coffee together and we can answer questions. Have some great things going on at Offer HR and Business Solutions. You know, we're reopening, folks, and yes, you're still dragging me kicking and screaming, okay? But we're going to do this, right? And we're committed to making your reopening a success. Absolutely. Absolutely. So what do we have going on here? Again, remember our call-in number is 563-999-3057. Call in with your questions and your comments if you have questions about reopening. You can call in and I'll be glad to answer your questions. Today is Talk About It Thursday. Tomorrow is our Freedom Friday. And you know what Freedom Friday is? We answer our Freedom Friday HR question. So you can drop a Freedom Friday HR question on our blog at Offer HR. The blog is Freedom Friday HR question. Drop your question in comments. Guess what? You don't have to do all of that. You can go to our Facebook page, drop an HR question, just Freedom Friday HR question, and then your question. You can also leave it on our LinkedIn page, and we'll answer your question. If your question is selected, how cool is that? So, what's going on? I know it's a lot of things, folks. Things are changing very, very quickly here. Absolutely very, very quickly here. But we are mighty small business owners, and so we are going to weather this storm, right? We're going to weather this storm, and we're going to come out better on the other side. If you haven't had opportunity, I have a great blog repositioning your company on the other side of COVID-19. That is one of our blogs. Great information there. I'm very excited. Next week is National Small Business Week, and I am excited. The Small Business Week is termed Celebration of Entrepreneurship. If you haven't signed up, go on over there to Hey Small Business Week. Is that what it is? Detroit Startup Week at .HateHateSummit. Or just, yeah, go over there to DetroitStartupWeekHateSummit.com. And you can sign up. There are, it's a week-long celebration of entrepreneurship. You'll be able to listen to the whole thing is free, okay? The whole week. You can go to a host of different speaking engagements, workshops, all kind of great information. The lineup is phenomenal, okay? So you got to go over there and check it out. Sign up for those sessions starting Monday. They start Monday through Friday. And, yes, yours truly is hosting a talk on the 26th. And that is a small business startup, starting up your HR. That one's going to be on Friday, June 26th. So sign up for that. Sign up. Go on over there, folks, and start signing up because the seats are filling up quickly. The whole week is virtual. Who would have thought that you say virtual, but there's limited spaces? There are limited spaces, folks. So you got to get over there and sign up. Anything you want to know about marketing, a host of just mighty, fantastic small business owners just presenting their craft and giving information to help small businesses build their dreams. So you can't miss it. You can't miss it. You can't miss it. You gotta attend, okay? So it starts Monday. I'll be talking about it all week. We are circulating things on the internet and on our social media, and I'm so excited about it. If you ever wanted to start a new business, if you've started a business, if you're in business, you don't want to miss next week, okay? And it's virtual. It can't get any better than that, okay? So I hope, again, everybody's doing well. Don't forget, also, we have our Happy Neighborhood Project. Tomorrow morning is Michigan. Go to the Happy Neighborhood Project. I'm just full of good information, right? HappyNeighborhoodProject.com. If you are in the Michigan area, you want to network with other small business owners, you can do so tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go on over there. Check out for the Michigan one. If you are national, like I am, like our company is, you can network with people in Atlanta, in Tennessee, in Texas, in Northern California. Just go on over there and check it out. If you want to meet other small business owners and potential clients and just build some more great relationships, right? Some relationships that are genuine. The energy is off the charts. Okay, so today we're talking about if you're opened now, again, we are encouraging folks to please, if you can, consider opening up in stages if you must. Of course, we're still saying to, if you can, continue to practice social distance. No, not can, telecommuting, okay? Social distancing is being is encouraged, is required. Our governor, I always give her the shout out, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, because she has done a phenomenal job of putting Michigan on the top. Okay, with lower cases, lower losses of life, and it's feeling a little close to normal, just a tad bit. But yes, we're still required to wear our mask and practice social distancing. So keep those in mind while we move through hopefully the end of this pandemic. We got the 4th of July coming up here, and then kids are officially out of school. Well, they've been out of school since March, but officially out of school. So shout out and hugs and love to our governor, who has done is doing a phenomenal job. Absolutely support and love what she has done for our state and to our mayor. He's done what I'm actually in Easter, folks. So, but I'm always going to be Detroit, always. But just great work, and they have done a phenomenal job, and so of keeping us safe and helping us to weather this thing and move forward. So now that you're open, remember to call in with your questions. 563-999-3057 with your questions. Do you have enough PPE? Okay, is one of is very important that you are making sure that you do have mask for your employees, and not only for your employees but for your customers. Okay, so you want to keep those things in mind, making sure that you have those in mind, in place. There are companies that are giving free PPE, personal protective gear or equipment. I'm sorry, gear, equipment. So there are places to get that that equipment if you are running low. So make sure you're keeping that, and make sure you're using your mask. Small business owners and employees and just everybody. I've been out and I've seen people. I am encouraged at the amount of people that are still using their masks. But still, I do see a number of people that do not want to use that are not using their mask. And so use your mask, folks, so we can get on through this. Right? So we can get on through this, right? We have to. We're doing phenomenal. So let's just keep up the good work. Okay, so I'm not going to get back up on my, you're not going to pull me up here on my soapbox today. Okay. So, real quickly, the information that I wanted to make sure you have, there's still testing going on. The city of Detroit is still doing, free testing, COVID testing. Yes, it is still going on. And so you want to make sure you are, you're getting tested. If you have employees that are coming up or becoming sick, make sure they're being tested. If you're bringing people back, again, encouraging that you bring them back in phases to make sure they are brought back, and just to make sure there's social distancing being practiced. Okay, it's very important, it's extremely important. Okay, of course, you are, you know, again, I keep saying these things over and over again, and I'm going to stop. But I just think it's important to just kind of reiterate and reinforce where we're going. And so we can keep up the progress, right? It's so important to keep that progress going. So if you have, there's still free testing from the city of Detroit. You can sign your company up at the Coronavirus Community Care Network, CCCN. That call center number is 313-230-0505. It will be on the website at offerhr. Go on over and check out our new virtual home too, folks, and let me know if you like it. But you can register your company there, and then your employees can go there and get free testing COVID-19 for their virus. Okay, because again, we want to keep the momentum going. We want everybody safe, and we're seeing across the country where cases are spiking. We have been blessed here in the Detroit area for our numbers to still remain low, thanks to the plans and the efforts and the encouragement and the steps that have been put in place by our governor and all of her support team and our city workers and our frontline workers. Everyone is working on the front line with regard to our healthcare workers, our police department, just everyone just working as a whole. In the midst of a pandemic, then we had the marches, but I thank God our marches are very peaceful. That is what we want. No one wants violence. So you're not going to drag me up there, folks. Nope, don't try to put me up on my soapbox. I'm not going. I stand against racism, and we at All for HR and Business Solutions, you guys already know that, but I just warrant saying that we stand against racism, and we support our peaceful marching, and we are 500% against police brutality and injustices to anyone, okay, through to African Americans, to people of color, people are minorities, disabled, against injustice against anyone. We stand. And we stand against injustices against our African us as African Americans. But we support injustice against anyone. No race or ethnic group should be treated with injustice by anyone. We are here equally, and we're here to help each other. I know people don't believe that, but we're here to help each other. That's why we're here. Our purpose is to be a help to someone else. So we have to keep that in the forefront of our minds when we're out there in our profession, and whatever we're doing, we're here to be a help. We're not here to tear down. We're not here for that. Okay. And so I encourage and I thank everyone for the peaceful marches. We are standing with you in solidarity. We love you. And we absolutely support you, okay? We're going to get through this, and my prayer is change is not coming, but that change is here. It is here. Change is here, and there you go. There you go. So I'm going to stop right there on that. So again, if you're just coming by the show, where I offer HR business solutions, a little off here, I apologize for that. I thought I had turned them off. But a lot of things going on here. We really are committed to making sure we have a safe reopening. And so if you have questions about policies, about procedures, or anything, drop us an email. We have the email covidsupport@allforhr.net. So you can drop your questions there, and we'll get back to you. Don't forget about our hotline at 844-425-5447, extension 2. How about that? Okay. So want to know what's going on. We got a few more minutes here that we're going. I've shared some great things, some information with you guys. Go into, you can go on our Facebook page. There's materials or aids that can help you with policies that should be already updated and or included in your employee handbook. And then we're working on really just as we're moving through this, productivity is low. People can be very low during this time because there's a lot of anxiety. There's still a lot of worry going on in the place. You know, as people move out, because we're moving forward, because it's a scary time for us, right? So we want to be able to build your team, and there's a lot of reinforcing that needs to be done. It's still so important, number one, to keep the lines of communication open with your employees. As you move back into your small, into your facility, some of you, even if you're still working remotely, it's so important that you keep the lines of communication open with your employees, okay? Talk to them. Still, we're not out of the woods yet. Okay, still make sure you're keeping an eye on it. Have those buddies that are looking in on each other, whether they're remote or on site. You want to keep those things, those lines of communication open. And keep an eye out for stress or overly stressed employees. Stress can do a lot of things in the workplace. You know, we believe in happy workforces. So you have to keep an eye on that. And that's why I say it, one of the things that I encourage is that you have buddies, even if you're a small business, just buddies to look out, keep, you know, connect with each other during this time as we move on through this pandemic. Okay. Make sure that you are still, that you are taking temperatures of employees daily, at least two or three times a day, and you have a team, a designated team member that is taking temperatures and a and they are keeping track of that information in the in your records. That is the way to help you as a business owner alleviate the liability of someone contracting or spreading the virus, because the virus is still out here. I think people may now have it and just kind of know what it is, and so they may try to weather it. There's although there's not a lot of cases being reported, the coronavirus is alive and well. Okay, it's not gone. It's still here. But again, thanks to the hard work of our governor and her team, her teams and our frontline workers and just everyone that's worked to help us get through this, we've been able to get past it and keep going. We've been in a state of inertia for a minute, but we're still moving forward. And that is the important thing. That's what's most important, is that we keep moving forward. You know, we are mighty small business owners, right? So make sure you have that team together. And if you have questions on policies or procedures or laws, reach out. Don't try to figure it out yourself. That's the one thing you're not having to do now, is figure it out alone, okay? That's the one thing you don't have to do now as a small business owner. There are resources and there are teams. You have your SCORE team, you have All for HR, you have the SBA, you have the CDC, you have the City of Detroit. You don't have to weather this alone. So the support is there. Reach out and get it, okay? Get the support that you need so that you are protected, your employees are protected, your family is protected. Okay? It's not that hard, folks. I'm trying to tell you. It's not that hard. It just isn't that hard. Reach out because the help is there. Okay? I want to see you all next week, Monday. Small Business Week. If you get on over there and sign up for some of those workshops. And though I'm telling you, I can't tell you enough. Get on over there and sign up, okay? reach out to us if you have questions. Again, we have COVID support at allforhr.net. And we got some things coming up. We got a webinar coming up the first week in July. So I'm going to drop that down. We had a great webinar Tuesday. So we sent that out New Rules to the Game that was held on Tuesday with the fabulous Cheryl Cobbin of Legal Shield. And so we shared great information that it was a collaboration with Offer HR and Business Solutions and Legal Shield. So that replay is going to be, we're going to hold it again in a couple weeks. So we'll be sure to keep you posted when we hold that one again. Folks, we have the resources that you need. We have the answers that you need. And we're here for you. We're here to build your business, build your happy workforce. I have a survey that I'm sending out tomorrow. I want to know what are you struggling with now as a small business owner? What are you struggling with? What can we do to help you? Okay. Shout out to again our fantastic governor. Next week we have a special guest on the show. Are we? I have a million things going on here. We have Donna from SCORE, colleague of mine, and I always mess up her. Donna Hoover. She's fantastic. She's has really done a phenomenal job with SCORE. She's the chairperson for SCORE, and she's great. And she's going to be our special guest next week. So look out for that. I want you to join. That is circulating. And what else do we have going on, folks? Don't forget, I keep talking about the Small Business Week, and then don't forget about the Happy Neighborhood Project. And check out the website for our reps on our HR updates. We're updating that page. And don't forget to drop your question for HR Freedom Friday HR question. I got a list of resources again that are on the website and then on the Facebook page under Offer HR Business Solutions. Feel free to jump on that. Our first week in July, the webinar is going to focus on recruiting. We're talking about recruiting and onboarding. In July, yes, people are hiring. They are absolutely hiring. Yes, they are. There are a lot of people that are our jobless rate is through the roof, and people are hiring. So we want to be able to put our best foot forward. If you are hiring, go on over to the Facebook. If you're looking to hire, go on over to our Facebook page at Offer HR and Business Solutions. And there are two resources there, two checklists for internal and external job resources, places for you to find out where to hire, where to look for top talent. The days of just posting a job on the internet or on a job board and getting top talent are over. So it's going to take some work. It's going to take some strategy. We're going to talk about that in July, the first week of July. Okay? So listen, thanks for joining. I want to see you next week at Small Business Week, okay? Small Business Week begins Monday. Whole week. Celebration of entrepreneurship. The young ladies over there that are doing this special shout out to them that are, hold on, I'm going to do this right quick. They are just doing a phenomenal job. And it's a labor, like they said, of love. And they are just they have done a phenomenal job, and you have to, you really have to commend them because they've done a wonderful job. That whole team over there is wonderful. But the best way you can show your thanks is to show, just show up, okay? That's the best way, show up. So listen, thank you for joining us at All for HR on the air with All for HR Biz. Check out the page, All for HR Business Solutions. Join our Facebook group if you're a small business owner. Don't forget about Startup Week. Get on over there and sign up. If you have questions about the Happy Neighborhood Project, guess what? Drop me an email or go to happyneighborhoodproject.com. Sign up for the Michigan Movers is tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. All right? Stay safe. Wear your mask, okay? Stay safe. Wear your mask. And most of all, be kind, okay? Don't forget, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. I thank you all for joining me. Looking forward to seeing you all next week with our special guest, Donna Hover of SCORE. Until then, if you have COVID-19 questions, drop them at the COVIDsupport@allforhr.net. Until next week, folks, stay safe and be kind. Until next time, this is April Halliburton.